Think a minute. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. You know that we are actually facing the most challenging time in all of history? Our world population has exploded to over 6 billion. So with far more people on the planet, we're running out of clean air and clean water. Pollution, global warming, and other factors are causing new extreme weather patterns and problems mankind has never faced before. We have more killer tsunamis, hurricanes, earthquakes, droughts, floods, volcano eruptions, and other natural disasters than any generation in history. AIDS, our world's worst health crisis ever, has already killed many millions, and there's still no cure in sight. In Africa, entire towns have only children left living in them because all the fathers and mothers are dead from AIDS. The United Nations reports that we're now facing the worst world hunger and famine in history. Hundreds of millions are starving, with countless thousands dying every day. Plus, deadly diseases like the bird flu can spread around the world in just one day. Add to all this the many wars and conflicts, and our future is quite scary. You see, even though our knowledge of science and technology is growing faster than ever, we're still not able to keep up and solve our own problems. Well, all this bad news can make anyone fearful about the future. You wonder if there's any place in the world that's absolutely safe and secure. Actually, just one. And that's in the hands of the one who controls the future. In fact, if you just put your life in his hands, you'll be in the safest, most secure place there is. So why risk another day? Why not ask Jesus to forgive you for living your own way and to take control of your life every day, starting today? Then for the rest of your life, with him by your side, you'll never again need to be afraid as he helps you rise to every challenge you face. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.